AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says there are no signs that Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin, have been pulling back troops in Ukraine.
There is also evidence that he is beefing up his troops down in the Donbas area. Depending on your view of Putin, I'm a little skeptical.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says military supplies and weapons ordered to Ukraine earlier this month by Biden are arriving.
The $800 million that the president approved, what, more than just over, I don't know, week 10 days ago, I mean, that those shipments are already arriving. In fact, from the time he signed the order to the first shipment going on its way was like 4 days.
Ukraine State Power Company says Russian troops began leaving the Chernobyl nuclear plant after soldiers got significant doses of radiation from digging trenches at the highly contaminated site. President Biden orders the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve.
I know gas prices are painful. I get it. My plan's going to help ease that pain today. Safeguard against tomorrow.
Gas prices spiked after the U.S. and allies imposed steep sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Washington Governor Jay Inslee signs a law that creates a first-in-the-nation statewide alert system for missing indigenous people to help address a silent crisis among Native Americans across the country. Terry Gobbin is the chairwoman of the Tulalip tribes in the state.
Whether they've been trafficked, or they've been stolen, or they've been murdered. We need to bring them home to their people, so there could be some closure. I mean, it's a wound that stays open.
The House passes a bill to cap monthly costs of insulin at $35 for insured patients. Experts say the legislation would provide significant relief for privately insured patients and Medicare enrollees. This is AP News. A federal judge in Tallahassee strikes down portions of Florida's new election law he says run afoul of the Federal Voting Rights Act. AP's Jennifer King has this.
U.S. District Judge Mark Walker has ruled that many parts of Florida's 2021 election law were unconstitutional, intentionally designed to suppress black and Hispanic voters. The law was one of many passed around the nation last year that Republicans said were needed to guard against voter fraud. For the past 20 years, Walker wrote, the majority in the Florida legislature has attacked the voting rights of its black constituents. He said that given that history, any future election law changes should be subject to approval under the Federal Voting Rights Act. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the state will appeal. The case would go to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, which is seen as being more conservative. I'm Jennifer King.
New York State judge orders a Democratic Party-controlled legislature to redraw congressional and legislative districts by April 11th after finding they were gerrymandered to help Democrats. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.